So I'll try to respond to that question, Mr. Chair. I'm Faizi Vadilarum. I'll try to respond to that question, although it is a very broad question. Now, if you have carefully read the report, you'll see that we worked together. We worked closely with more than 20 non-governmental nonprofits, including many NGOs that have helped us in drafting the report. Currently, there is no dialogue without the participation of civil society institutions. And even when it comes to discussion of draft legislation, public discussion of legislation, discussion of state programs, and so on and so forth, all of these issues are open for discussion by the public. Of course, we take into account all proposals and recommendations provided by society. Even the work of all of our committees and commissions in Parliament include participation from society. And today we have invited NGOs, non-governmental nonprofits to take part and to observe the presentation of our report so that they can provide their comments. In addition, today, our parliament has several different parliamentary commissions, including the Commission for Compliance with International Norms and Requirements in the field of human rights. And this is true of all of our sittings and discussions, so we always have NGO participation. NGOs serve as an indicator for events and situations that are occurring in society, and they provide their recommendations and proposals. Ms. Svetlana Artykla would also like to add something. Thank you very much.